What's up, Dog Pound? Welcome to Cleveland Browns Today. Nathan Zagura here in the Dog Bowl, joined by our resident offensive expert, Mr. Joe Juravicius, and our resident defensive expert right here, Mr. Matt Wilhelm. Browns huge 31-10 victory over the Steelers, and it's a great victory Monday. So, Joe, I'm going to start with you. You said strike fast, strike hard, no mercy, sir. 21 points for this offense in the second quarter. They continue to pour it on, 31. What did they do so effectively?
Well, again, we have to look at Brian Hoyer not turning the ball over against a team that usually creates turnovers. That's the first thing. They put points on the board. We established the run game. And the other thing is that it opened up our play action pass and enabled Jordan Cameron to go out there and do what he did.
Five completions for 179 yards and a touchdown off of play action yesterday on just seven attempts. Not too shabby there. Defensively, they took it to the Steelers, harassed Big Ben all day. What did you see?
They did. I loved it. I thought John Hughes, for me, in that fill-in spot, coming back off an injury, played a great game. Dansby was all over the place. And I think we saw our best performance from Joe Hayden. I think that, you know, he was the lifeline of that defense, and everybody thrived off his playmaking ability.
You called Jordan Cameron to step up last Friday. He did just that, over 100 yards and a touchdown. How does Kyle Shanahan scheme so effectively to get his tight end so open?
You know, I talked earlier in the week that they were talking about Dick LeBeau being able to spend time and actually study the Browns and what they did in the second half. But the flip side of that is Kyle Shanahan has a chip on his shoulder. The guy is a good offensive coordinator, so he had just the same amount of time to take care of the Pittsburgh Steelers, and it showed. He knew their tendencies, he knew what they liked to do, and he exposed it. And, I mean, it was kind of a plethora of offensive weapons.
Absolutely. A little misdirection out there to get Cameron to play. We saw in training camp. You talked about the defensive line. John Hughes stepping up, had a big game there. How about on the back end of the defense, really slowing down that Pittsburgh Steelers passing game?
They really did. I thought we let Le'Veon Bell bounce a few runs early in the game, but I thought we limited Antonio Brown. I think there was no the chunk plays. You know, we talk about the chunk plays all week. We limited those chunk plays. I think Antonio Brown got a lot of his yards when we were up by two and three touchdowns, which was their biggest asset and our biggest thing to stop. And we saw a frustrated Ben Roethlisberger all day, which is always a good thing.
It is nice to see, certainly. Last question for you, Joe. With the injuries on the offensive line, Alex Mack getting hurt, we saw John Greco slide to center, Paul McQuiston came in to play guard, and yet they still rushed for 95 yards in the second half. Seemed to be pretty good.
I can tell you the camaraderie in the offensive line room is like no other in the NFL, and it would go the same for a defense line. Those guys are tight, and it obviously shows that that veteran leadership is paying big dividends right now for the offensive line. You step in, don't miss a beat. Kudos to the offensive line.
Kudos to the Browns. They got it done on all three phases, offense, defense, special teams, taking care of the Steelers at a raucous First Energy Stadium. We're going to soak this one in here on a Victory Monday, and then it's on to Jacksonville. For Matt Wilhelm and Joe Juravicius, I'm Nathan Zagura saying thank you for joining us here for Cleveland Browns Today.